Hey everyone, this is Kate from But Why Though the Podcast, and this is a clip from our very first Patreon exclusive episode. We are reviewing Iron Man as a request from our $10 patron, Nico, and we had a lot of fun. So this is just a small piece of it. If you want to hear the rest of the episode, head on over to patreon.com/butwhythoughpc, and at the $3 level, you will get all of these. Right now, there'll be two extra episodes a month that might go up. And then if you want to submit your own movie for us to watch and make an episode for you, the $10 level is that. Take us to the movies. So enjoy this little piece of our amazing Iron Man review. We had a lot of fun watching it. We had a lot of fun reviewing it. Enjoy. No, I think too, like one of like the really, really great things is like, as we start looking at it, the MCU ties back to this movie so well. Like, the Avengers, when he goes up in the Chitauri hole, that's the only thing I can think of to explain it, is, like...
the first goddamn sky beam.
I was like, yep, we got the first sky beam.
Yep. I yelled it out when it happened. I was like, sky beam!
Sky beams were born.
Yeah. I think this also, like, I don't know where we're going with this review at this point, but I think this also kind of gives us.
I know because I think it also gives us.
I think this also gives us one of the things that that Matt doesn't like, the kind of like two villain.
Yeah,
it kind of gives us that too. Like
it does.
Oh, the brown guy is the villain. Just kidding! It's the white businessman.
It's the white.
Yeah, it's the white businessman. He's the actual villain.
This is a setup where Marvel has literally copied this almost.
They have
every single movie.
Yeah, definitely.
It's formulaic. This is like the standard.
Even in their damn TV shows.
Mm-hmm. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Except for taking out Skybeams, because now we have real villains.
Yeah. Yeah. who apparently portal in or some weird thing. I'm fine. As long as it's not a big-ass Skybeam, I'm good.
I'm fine.
Fine? Like, it does kind of start some tropes that are kind of, I don't know, not
tropey.
Like yeah, pretty goddamn tropey. Like even though like the post credit scene in this one I think is like my favorite post credit scene of like any MCU movie, but it also kind of gives us the post credit scene and some of them are kind of bad and like useless and you made me sit there for a long time for nothing.
So in Marvel's defense, they've like put them a lot closer to the end or a lot closer to the beginning of the credits than the end.
Yeah, but then you get another one at the very very end. So now they gave you two. True. Yeah,
that's true.
And you don't know which one's going to be the important one, so you have to kind of have to, like, stay there and watch it.
And now the DCU copies it.
Yeah, accurate, yeah.
That's how they make half their movie. But what I did forget out of this thing, watching this, as we actually talk about the actual movie, instead of keep talking about the MCU somebody, is in this movie of how, like, innocent Coulson is, for the most part.
I know!
He's just like, I'm here, can you take my card? And I have to read every single thing, because we haven't even come with the shield. We're just a giant.
Yeah, it makes me sad that he's gone, actually. Like, thinking about it. Like, watching him in this movie, I'm like, damn, I forgot how good he was. Just being, like, the agent guy. But just, yeah, I don't know. His character's great. And
I mean, he's phenomenal in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But yeah. I would love to keep him in the universe.
Well, it's also crazy that S.H.I.E.L.D. just completely gone. And I mean, I know they had, like, the movie or whatever. But it was just kind of like... Like, I was excited when I heard when he first said the words the first time. And when he said, oh, we're S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Which, I mean, this is a great solo movie, and it's also a great setup.
Yeah, it's great. Like, it stands on its own as a good movie, and then as, like, these movies progress, you're like, oh, okay, that's where we're going with this. But, like, if you just look at this as a movie itself, as kind of like a hero's journey kind of movie, it's pretty goddamn solid. And then you just get the added effect of, like, seeing Samuel Jackson at the very, very end say he's Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Talking about the Avengers, like.
And I think, like, one of the things that, like, really hits me, too, is, like, in, like, the majority of the movie, he's a good actor. But when he's paralyzed by Obadiah, that's when you're like, holy shit, Robert Downey Jr. is an actor.
Oh, yeah, he kills it in that scene.
Yeah.
Absolutely kills it. Or, like, even, like he's faking that he's hurt. Like, he fakes that he's hurt really goddamn well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how he does it. He's so good.
So for this movie, if you had to pick like a favorite scene, what would it be?
I don't know. Matt, go first.
I don't want to resort to the pretty much almost the default one of basically the tank.
Explain for the listeners.
If you haven't seen the damn movie, you know what scene I'm talking about, then probably think. But no, basically the tank shoots him down. He gets up, he looks, and he fires a little tiny little missile thing at it, and then the whole and walks away as the tank blows up.
Yes.
That's really good.
Like, it's, I know, that's what I'm saying. Really, that is like good. The famous one, and I kind of don't want to resort to that because that's like the one scene, like, that gif is still around, and people still use that time all the time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one I like better than that, but I really like that. So, I like that. That whole sequence is amazing. Yeah. One, because it's like the first time you see him in the suit, and two, because the CGI is fucking holds up.
It does! None of it looked bad!
None of it looked bad! And it just makes me even more mad that we get goddamn shitty rhinos in Black Panther. Like, 10 years ago, they made this look good because they put time and effort into making it look good. I think the only bad CGI in this movie is kind of like when he's in like the Mach 1 suit. Some of that, like when he's fighting like the guys in the actual cave, some of it looks kind of weird. But
yeah,
for a movie that came out in 2008, and even like the tank scene where he goes into the village, it's all super good. And I believed it. And that's all about
it. So, like, that...